Tim, thanks for joining me on this mini-sode.
Thanks for having me.
You mentioned in our full episode doing this Ketterman journey. I've actually literally never heard of it. Can you tell me more about that? I don't even know how you spell it. Well, what is it exactly?
Ketamine is a pharmaceutical that was a pain, is a painkiller, or should I say, it's actually a dissociative painkiller that they use in various different forms. A lot of people do it just to get high, out of body experiences and things like that. But recently, more recently, that it's been used in treating PTSD and various other health issues and mental health issues, such as depression, because it plays on the way on the glutamate receptors. So, give you a short summary. Serotonin is about 5% of our happy hormones. We and then there's 5% of various other things, and then 90% is the glutamate side of things in terms of neurotransmitters. And we ketamine plays on the glutamate receptors. So people that have had depression for many years have ketamine therapy. Actually, not only does it give them therapy where ketamine cracks them open and gets them to be more honest with themselves and with the therapist, it also plays on the glutamate receptors and helps, let's say, rewire the brain. So people with PTSD and all these things and depression find themselves improving very, very quickly. I wanted to explore it. I'd done it in a party setting, I'm not going to lie, before, when I was younger. And I'm not into getting high just to get high now because I'm happy in my current state. But when I heard about the profound effects of it in a ketamine therapy with a psychotherapist, it's like, wow, I've got to try this. Actually, Tim Ferriss and the founder of the main guy behind all of the research did a podcast, a 3-hour podcast going into detail if people want to dig in deeper.
And so you decided to try it. And is it the kind of thing that you have to do over and over again, or can you just do it once and maybe learn more about yourself and stumbling blocks to your mental and emotional health?
Yes and no. Once I think people realize that how, for instance, on a mushroom journey, people often understand a problem that they have from a new perspective. Okay. And it's the same with MDMA therapy, actually. There's Dr. Dave Rabin did a study on PTSD with an average of 17 years, and I think it had a 70% success rate from doing 3 sessions of MDMA or psilocybin. So this is how profound it is for current issues. Ketamine therapy, I always think of it that it highlights new areas that you weren't consciously aware of that you need to work on. And I'll give you an example. This has been sitting on the table in front of me, this coconut water, the whole time we're talking. And consciously, I wasn't paying attention to it. Unconsciously, I knew it was there the whole time. I find that ketamine therapy makes you go, oh, there's this thing here. I should explore this and look into it. I didn't even realize. And this is what it's like with issues or patterns that you weren't aware of. It helps you highlight them. Whereas psilocybin, you already know the bottle's there and you're going, I want to understand this more. And it's something you've been trying to work through for ages. So I find it's a very complementary therapy. You can do it once if you want, but really, when you see how your brain works differently and how you open up during the therapy session, then it's kind of like, wow, this is very different. My brain works very differently, and I'm much more real, less of your own BS. You're not kidding yourself about stuff. It's just naturally there. It's great.
And what do you say to those? Because I think there are even some in the biohacking community who are more and more stepping away. Some are stepping toward plant medicines or these kind of therapies that do alter your state of consciousness. And then there are others who are starting to back off and say, maybe we're going to be tempted to abuse them. What do you say? Where do you land in that camp and why?
Well, Ben Greenfield did a podcast about how you're stepping away
Yeah.
from psilocybin and these things. I think when you've done maybe as much as he had, and he's done a lot of therapies over the years, then I think it's probably easier to say, I'm not going to do them, than if you've never done them and worked through that stuff. And sometimes you have to work through this stuff to know that you don't want it anymore. And he might not have resolved the things that he had resolved to get to the point to let go of it in the first place. So I think, like, for instance, I have been in psychology for 23 years, and I've considered myself to work through just about everything I thought I could from every angle. Doing the ketamine therapy cracked me open and made me realize I probably worked on about 20% of the
You're
stuff I had.
kidding.
No. So it's a pretty big claim. I'm a cognitive hypnotherapist, fully qualified. behavioral sciences, evolutional psychology, emotion detection, body language, micro expressions, Dr. Paul Ekman's work, the lot, everything for, you know, since 2001 to 2003 is when I really started getting into it. So that's a big claim about ketamine therapy, to be quite honest. And for the people that say, I don't need that stuff to do that, when they experience it, you realize actually, you know, there's an area of your brain you haven't accessed, and you now look at things with new perspective. I understand it's not for everyone, and I'm not an advocate for using drugs by any means, like in terms of getting high, I really don't. But if there are things for you to work through, such as me with my family issues or wanting to become a father and commitment issues, you know, I think it's fantastic. Especially if you can't do it in psychology in 23 years.
Well, and I think years ago I saw an illustration of Johari's window in terms of understanding ourselves. And basically, I just want to say, like, most of us are like icebergs, and there are things under the water, under the surface level, some of which we're cognizant of and some of which we're just not. And maybe some of these therapies, you're saying, can give us a peek at things that we have totally turned a blind eye to. And the funny thing is, some people can see some of the stuff underneath the iceberg, but some of it is unknown for both of us. Neither people around me nor myself can dive that deep. But it might be worth the experience to understand ourselves more profoundly so we can love better, right? That's ultimately the goal.
Well, I'm going to use something just to give you an example of this. I know I agree with you. So until I say this, you're not going to be conscious of it, but then you will be. So your foot, your right foot on the floor, you are now conscious of it. Okay. It was there the whole time. You know, it was there the whole time, because if it wasn't there, you would definitely know. So your unconscious mind is looking after it. Your conscious mind is elsewhere recording this podcast. Yeah. Now it's conscious. I feel that ketamine or some of these other, you know, altering things help us go, oh, our foot's there right now. And that could be a problem that we're working through that we know has been there the whole time, but we haven't drawn our attention to it. And that altered state stops you thinking about paying the bills or, you know, all these different things going on. It takes you out of a sympathetic state of where you're super stressed, puts you in a relaxed state where you're, it's almost like when you're in the shower and you get your best ideas, you know, your brain is in a completely different state. And this is what I find that ketamine therapy and various other things do like it. But I've got to be very clear. I'm not saying go off and do loads of ketamine and get high in this stuff. I am not. I'm saying work with a medical professional, do ketamine therapy with a trained psychotherapist, you know, do it properly, or don't do it at all.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for spending the extra moments with us. It's been a pleasure, Tim.
Thanks for having me.